Hello and welcome to The Print Pod, our daily podcast. My name is Zoya and today I bring to you our latest offering from Karanjeet Kaur, journalist, former editor of Array and a partner at 2design. She talks about the unsavory remarks hurled at Kangana Ranaut after she was selected as BJP's Mandi candidate and why she will unhappily defend her from them. I never thought I'd find myself on the same side of a debate as Kangana Ranaut. The Padma Shri and National Award-winning Bollywood actor is a difficult woman. She has been labelled a firebrand by others, a Babbar Sherni by herself, and has lived out a complete character arc in her public life. She started out as a sympathetic figure, bullied and ridiculed for her acting and her accent. She sailed past that to become a liberal feminist darling, delivering super hits like Queen in 2014 and the Tanu Weds Manu series in 2011 and 2015. She remained steadfast in her critique of Bollywood's nepotism, questioning the pay disparity between male and female actors. In the surprising final third of her heroine's journey, however, Ranaut chose to become a provocateur on the back of a string of nationalistic failures. Less Queen, more Panga. As a master of using controversy to stay relevant, it's unsurprising that Ranaut's political debut should be anything other than contentious. And this is where I find myself, reluctantly concurring with her. A day after Ranaut was declared the BJP candidate for the Mandi Lok Sabha seat in Himachal Pradesh, a move that's surprising only to those who haven't watched a Ranaut film since 2019, an unsavory post circulated on social media. It played on the meaning of the word Mandi, hinting at a brothel or red light area, and likening Ranaut to a sex worker. The post emerged on the social media handles of Supriya Srinath, chairperson of Congress's social media and digital platforms wing. It was further shared by party leader H.S. Ahir. Both have gone on to deny that they were responsible for it. Srinath imputed it to a parody account run in her name. Ahir went on to say, "Sorry, dil se," so we know he means it. Veteran journalist Anotham Rinal Pandey also used the innuendo in a tweet but deleted it soon after. The BJP's IT machinery, which is nothing if not expeditious in a good row, moved with predictable swiftness. The party's IT cell in charge, Amit Malviya, called for Srinath's dismissal over the obnoxious comment. Yes, the same Malviya who tweeted a video of the Hathras rape victim in violation of laws and who is yet to say something about the sexual assault of a student at IIT BHU by IT cell members. Smriti Zubin Irani, who continues to hold the position of Minister of Women and Child Development of India despite the heinous crimes against women in Manipur and elsewhere, also spurred Ranaut on. It's all pretty rich coming from a party renowned for gems like Didi O Didi or 50 Crore Ki Girlfriend or Italian Bar Girl. Still, that there is a lot of outrage over these few tweets, thanks to the BJP's extremely online status, does not diminish the fact that it deserves our condemnation. No woman, no matter how far away from us on the political and ideological spectrum, deserves to be abused or have her work debased like this. Bringing the discourse down to these odious misogynistic remarks makes it worse for all women. I say this with the complete knowledge that Ranaut has never accorded other women even this modicum of grace. Just like the rate card jibe that has been levelled at her, she's labelled the elderly women of Shaheen Bagh, the face of the anti-CAA demonstrations, protesters for hire. Ranaut might be mounting a passionate defense of female sexuality right now, but 4 years ago, she turned Urmila Maddonkar a soft porn star after the latter got a Congress ticket. Earlier this year, she called Rihanna, who she has beefed with since the farmers' agitation, a porn singer. She further attempted to shame the pop sensation by drawing a Madonna whore parallel between the two. In the days that Ranaut was still aligning with Sushant Singh Rajput's death by suicide, she did not afford his girlfriend Riya Chakraborty a smidge of sympathy. Instead, she cheered on the witch hunt against the actress, calling her a gold digger, and encouraged authorities to investigate the small-time druggie who was living off a vulnerable and broken self-made superstar. These indefensible dog whistles that unleash hate upon other women are the reason feminists like me find ourselves in the unfortunate position of having to defend her. I can almost predict the narrative that will now follow. Far too much oxygen will be expended on this controversy. Meanwhile, women who don't enjoy a fraction of the privileges associated with being a Bollywood star aligned with the ruling party will continue to fight these failing battles at home, the workplace, and indeed online, where armies of nationalist critics will hound and dox them. Renoth will retreat into the perennial victim position she thrives on, and any legitimate criticism of her will be termed misogyny. Renoth's very persona is based on exceptionalism, defined on the basis of her isolation from the crowd. In that, she is entirely ordinary. It's a persona she has carefully crafted, a trad heroine located in direct opposition to the feminists who made her journey possible. Yet, we must side with her on this one count. Defending even frequently misogynistic women like Renoth against abuse does not amount to an endorsement of their views. Instead, it's an affirmation of feminism's foundational commitment to dignity, autonomy, and equality for everyone. Our support shouldn't hinge on their stance on feminism. Sometimes, taking the moral high ground absolutely sucks, especially when we are required to side with those we profoundly disagree with. But to paraphrase John Milton from a different context, what good is a virtue that is not tested? It's not a fair fight, but when has it ever been? A part of me hopes that maybe Renoth will finally know what it means to be on the receiving end of abuse. Maybe this will give her pause the next time she launches into a tirade against other women. Maybe she will be reminded that when it counted, many women did stand up for her. But that would discount Renoth's canniness as well as my own judgment. My most frequent hope is that this controversy will not escalate any further. Then we can go back to fighting Renoth on the things that really matter. Thank you for tuning in. For more from The Print, become a subscriber at theprint.in/subscribe. I'm Zoya in Delhi. Tune in every day for more such news and analysis.